Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to once again connect with you all. So we'd like to talk about your confidence in choices. Many of you at this time are finding it really challenging to choose between path A, path B, path C, and oftentimes you'll find this is because you're afraid of making a mistake, that you're somehow going to make a wrong choice. And while we've talked about this issue before, we feel it's important at this time to highlight this issue once again, because once you understand that it really doesn't matter which choice you make, life gets much, much easier. You all spend a lot of time worrying and stressing about decisions, and it's a lot of, frankly, wasted energy. When you're in your head, it gets very, very difficult to discern what the right path is. When you get yourself heart-centered, what you're able to do is connect to your higher self, your own intuitive guidance, and really feel your way through the decision. Now, when you are in the mind, that's where all the distortions are. That's where the fears about there not being enough money, or you're not qualified, you're not good enough, you're going to make a wrong choice, you're going to be stuck. All these limiting beliefs, those are all in the head. When you get yourself heart-centered, there are no distortions. And you are simply able to see which one feels better to you, which one is inspiring, which one is uplifting, which one piques your curiosity. So trust that you are always, always, always going to make the right choice for you in that moment. Now, indecision is one of the fastest ways to shut your energy down. If you cannot choose between path A or path B, the universe doesn't know what to bring you. In co-creation, the universe provides you with form that is of a matching vibrational nature to that which you are pulsing out. So if you aren't pulsing out anything, or if you pulse out, I want path A, no wait, I want path B, no wait, I want path A, the universe doesn't know which to bring you, so it doesn't bring you either one. Or a better way for us to frame that for you is that first you say, I want path A, and then the universe starts to bring that to you, but then you drop out of that frequency and go to path B and say, no, I want this. And then the universe brings you B, and then you say, no, I want A. You go back to up to A, and then you start to pulse that out again. And when the universe starts to bring it once again, you drop out of that frequency again. So it's not there for you to receive. So if you're in indecision, what we suggest is you just simply make a choice. Doesn't matter which one. Because when you step forward or step on a path, you move energy. And when you move energy, you're once again in tune with your body. You can hear. You're not blocked in the same way. And you can decide whether you like it or not. And you're never stuck with a decision. So if you start down path A and you decide, I'm not sure if I like this, I'd really rather create a different vibrational experience for myself, then you can change your mind. Many of you also get stuck because you think that you don't have a choice, that you've got to commit to something until the bitter end. And what is really the bitter end? Is it simply a decision when you decide you no longer like it, or is it 30 years down the road? Where is that point for you? It's entirely up to you. It can be 3 minutes or 30 years. Doesn't matter. Now, the other issue many of you are finding is that you're stepping into a new way of being, in that it's no longer about making a choice between path A and path B, but knowing that you can have both. It's not about either or any longer. It's about allowing yourself to have multiple experiences at once. And this is happening more and more often for all of you, because you're preparing yourselves for holding a multidimensional focus. You're doing it and practicing it in the physical. So you'll work on A for a while, and then that will start to slow down, and then you'll work on B for a while, and that will start to slow down. You may go back to A, or you may pull in another option, C, and you may move back and forth. And this is just preparing you. It doesn't have to be stressful. It doesn't have to be difficult. If you're finding anything stressful or difficult, there is some level of resistance. Use that acknowledgement or that awareness that you're experiencing stress as a tool for you to identify lower belief systems that are running at a subconscious level. so that you can integrate them and move yourself into a higher frequency. If you're having difficulty with making a choice, we always say go with what is most exciting to you. If you feel like job A could be interesting, maybe it's something you're already familiar with, it seems safe because you know there are X amount of dollars, but it's not really challenging. You can do that job for a while, but you're going to find you get really bored and you're probably going to be really, really drained. Job B, on the other hand, you may not have quote-unquote security, because frankly, security is an illusion. All right, nothing is really secure. Your desire for security is actually a fear, and so when you're holding that fear, you're going to get insecurity in. You'll create a situation in which security goes out the window. But in job B, you may find that you don't know exactly how much money you're going to make because you're not certain how many clients you're going to have, but you're really excited because this is something new. You get to challenge yourself. You get to learn new things. And this is where your curiosity lies. We always say, go with your curiosity, because your energy flows at that point. When energy flows, money shows up. Money is how you all represent energy in the physical. It is nothing more than that. You all have a lot of judgments surrounding money and how much is appropriate based off of social constructs and oftentimes beliefs and experiences from other lifetimes, but the universe is infinite and the universe doesn't care. Money is neutral. It is energy. What you do with it, as you assign a value to it, gives it its importance or perhaps no importance to you. So it all depends on your own perspective. But we always say follow your excitement, because if you're not curious about something, you're not going to stick with it and your energy is going to stop flowing. So we hope that this has helped you in some ways, dear ones. Have fun. Start playing with your ability to create. Play around and see what works, what doesn't work. Take stock of how you're vibrating. Many of you are afraid to utilize your emotional body. Right now, it is your operating system. Your reality is a reflection of your mental and emotional frequencies. And your emotional body is the barometer, if you will, for frequency that you've got, that you're utilizing. So use it. If something doesn't feel good, why? Is there a fear attached to it? Or is it simply a vibration that you are no longer interested in and you want to move into a different frequency? The idea here is that you all start to experience more and more joy. If you're not, then there's some sort of resistance that you're experiencing. So dig around a bit there and see what that is. It's an opportunity to integrate. As always, dear ones, we are around. We are watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.